Mariners visiting the Phillies, Carlos Ruiz making his first start in Philadelphia since they traded him in August, getting a big hug from the Fanatic pregame. Third inning already 1-0 M's, Robinson Cano facing Zach Eflin.
The 1-0 swing and a fly ball deep to left. Altair going back to the track. He turns and this one is gone. Opposite field for Cano. A two-run home run. And Robinson Cano with his eighth of the year has given Seattle a 3-0 lead. Gallardo ready at his 3-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep. Left field line, going back, Heredia to the track, at the wall, out of room, it's gone. He's done it again. Aaron Altair with a homer for the third day in a row. It's a three-run shot. And he has tied the game 3-3 here in the bottom of the third. Sixth of the year as he is the club leader in that category. He doesn't yet have 100 at-bats. One ball, one strike. The pitch swung on, line to right. This is big trouble. Towards the line, it'll be in for extra bases as it goes to the wall. Cano jogging home with the go-ahead run. Into second is Valencia. Stopping at third is Seager. An opposite field double for Valencia has given the Mariners a 4-3 lead.
And still not out of the woods. Second and third, nobody out.
Fifth double for Danny Valencia. Benoit, the 1-0. Swing and a drive into left center field and deep. Altair going back to the alley, and this ball is going to bang off the base of the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Dyson coming home as well, and Chooch has cleaned them off. A three-run double for Carlos Ruiz here in his old stomping grounds. And he has just given Seattle a 7-3 lead. As everything just completely unraveled for Joaquin Benoit and Eduardo Ramos. Danny Valencia leads off here, and he does so against a new pitcher. And he swings at the first one and crushes it deep left field, and that ball is gone. Danny Valencia takes Jake Thompson deep, greeting him to the ball game with a solo home run for Valencia. It's his fourth, and it's now 9-3 Seattle.
The Mariners go on to win it 11-6. It's their fourth straight win, which ties a season high. Robinson Cano goes 4-for-5. He drives in 3 in the game. Aaron Altair did homer twice for the Phillies. The Phillies are now 2-10 in their last 12. Manager Pete Maccannon talked after another loss.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Seattle team, they can hit. They got some good hitters, especially 1 through 4. You know, hate to lose, but we did score 6 runs today. Had the bases loaded in the 8th, had a threat in the 9th after scoring 9 runs yesterday. So that part of it looks like it's picking up a bit. Eflin battled his way through six innings. He did a good job, gave up 9 hits, but he still made good pitches when he had to. The home run by Cano was an elevated sinker. I'd like to talk about Altair. How about this guy? He's relentless right now. He's swinging the bat as well as I've seen anybody swing the bat. Tommy Joseph, 3 hits, hit a home run. Knapp was on base 3 times. These are all positives that I kind of think about, choose to think about out of this game. Other than that, hate to lose. I'm not really happy about our situation, but when I look around the league, both leagues actually, there's a lot of teams that are having issues with the bullpen. In fact, this team, I don't think Diaz has been their closer. They tried a few guys. A lot of teams are scuffling. I don't know why that is, but, you know, in our case, we've had issues with the starters getting us deep into the game. And, you know, you look at Benoit today, he hasn't pitched in 5 days because I had to keep pitchers back in the event that we played extra innings, and he just couldn't get the ball down, had an off night. It'll come around. I still believe in these relief pitchers. I know we're better than we've shown. I think we have to get into a rhythm or a alignment. We need the starters to give us more innings, and then we can you know, really put together a nice bullpen. Well, as a matter of fact, we optioned Jake Thompson right after the game, and we'll make a corresponding move after that. Yeah. So as I look at our bullpen, sure, they're not pitching as well as I think they're capable of pitching, but at the same time, you look around the league, and even the Cubs are having trouble. A lot of teams are having trouble in that area, and we'll get through it. We're going to get through it. We're better than this.
Up next, the Phillies open up a road trip in D.C. on Friday. Nick Pivetta getting the start for the Phillies in that series opener.